heard this afternoon. Amen. Testimonies of encouragement.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Testimonies of praise. Amen.
Yeah.
Testimonies of victory. Amen.
Yeah.
But to think soberly
thank you, Lord God, for our man of God you have placed over us. We thank you, Lord God, for this ministry, Lord. Help us not to take anything for granted, but help us to be thankful this afternoon. Now, Lord God, as we hear your word, Lord God, speak to our hearts this afternoon. Help us to hide the word of God in our heart that we sin not against you. Let some precious soul cry out, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, you take full control. We won't fail to give that in honor, praise, and the glory. Let us say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Some fresh agua. That's water for Spanish. I hope y'all know that. First chapter of Romans. I'm sorry, 12th chapter of Romans, verse number 1. I beseech you, therefore, brother, Paul the Apostle writing to the Christians in Rome, I beseech you, I earnestly ask you, I beg you, I urge you, earnestly beseech you. He's begging, pleading, I urge you. Beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a what?
Living
sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto whom? Which is your what?
Reasonable
service. Next verse, please. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what?
Transformed.
By the what?
Renewing
of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good,
acceptable,
and perfect will of God. Want to take for a thought this afternoon, just briefly. It's time to give my all to Jesus.
Amen.
It's time to give my all to Jesus. It's time to give my all to Jesus. Can we say that together, those that know? It's time to give my all to Jesus. Think about it. It's time. Right now, it's time.
Yeah.
Here Paul writing to the Christians in Rome, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformed. How many of you saw that movie about Transformers? They were a car, and then they changed, didn't they? They changed to something else. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Paul is telling us about the sacrifice that we need to make. Paul is telling us that our bodies, God wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Think about this afternoon, the sacrifice the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to make in order for us to be here. Think about how he gave his all. Everything. He gave, and he gave, and he gave, till he gave his life. Even unto death. The death of the cross. Think about what the Lord Jesus Christ had to go through in order for you and I to sit here this afternoon. Amen? Think of the humiliation. First of all, think about God coming down for glory, taking on humanity. We're talking about living sacrifice. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about it's time for you and I to give our all this afternoon. Jesus gave his all. He didn't hold back on you and I. Every drop of blood that spilled from that body of his was crying out, I and blood and water came out. It was saying, I love you. When they crowned him with the thorns, crown of thorns on his head, and it pushed through his forehead, and blood came gushing out. It was crying out, I love you.
Right.
I love you. Wow. When they pierced him in his hands and pierced him in his feet, when they whipped him and beat him and spit upon him, he was saying, I love you. I love you. I'm doing this not for me, but for you. For me. Because he loved us. He gave of himself. Till he could give no more, he died on the cross for you and I. He took sin upon himself and became sin for us. He didn't die for himself. He died for you and I. That we might have a right to the tree of life this afternoon. He gave of himself. He thought about you and I when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and their flesh wanted to give up. Their flesh wanted to throw in the towel because flesh knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You must be mindful. God is spirit. They couldn't kill the spirit of God.
Yeah.
But the spirit of God had to take on flesh and blood to become the sacrifice for sin for you and I. He became the sacrifice slain before the foundation of the world. He did it for you and I. He saw you and I down the line of time. If there was no sacrifice for sin, there would be no hope for you and I. He did it for you and I. And he did it because he loves us. He did it because he wants us to spend all eternity with him.
Amen.
It's time to give all, my all, your all, to Jesus.
Yeah.
Time is winding up. Mm-hmm. Can't you see it?
Yeah.
Can't you hear it?
Yeah.
Can't you hear it? Every weather catastrophe we have, every explosion and bomb that takes place, every murder, every death, every crime, every weather condition that's bad, is crying out, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The confusion over in the Middle East, Jesus is coming. The catastrophes going around the world, Jesus is coming. And you and I who sit here, we have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. We're not here by mistake. We're here by divine design.
Right, talk about it, brother.
God's design. He has designed it. Mm-hmm. He has placed you and I here. This ministry of Agape Apostolic Church of Deliverance, it's by divine design.
Yeah.
Our pastor that's over us, it's by divine design.
Come on.
You and I who are here this afternoon, it's by divine design. God wants us to be saved.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to give our give our all. And he gave his all. Amen?
Now,
if he gave his all and he didn't hold back, how much more? Amen? This is what Paul is trying to convey to the Christians in Rome. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I can remember, I can look back and remember where he brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long way. I remember when I was out there in sin. I remember how I used to live. I remember how I used to behave. I remember how I used to conduct myself. I remember how I used to think. I remember how out there.
Yeah.
And when we were out there, we gave it our all.
Yeah.
We put our all into it. When we were out there in sin, we gave it 102%.
We did.
How much more should we live for God? How much more should we be more dedicated to God? How much more should we be sold out to Jesus? for me to fast like I've never fasted before.
Yes.
It's time for me to turn off the television and study and read the Word of God like never before.
Yes.
It's time to be a witness.
Yes.
Like never before. It's time to let my light so shine before men and women that they may see my good works and glorify my Father in heaven. Amen. Like never before. It's time. It's time to lift him up on the job. It's time to lift him up in your home. It's time to lift him up in the school, in our communities, amongst our own same relatives. It's time to live for God. It's time. It's no time to be ashamed of Jesus. Because if we're ashamed of him, he says he'll be ashamed of us before his Father and the holy angels. When you stop and think, as the songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, not some, but all that he's done for me. Folks talk about you crazy to always be going to church. You crazy to be always talking about the Bible. You're a fool to always be quoting scriptures, always talking about prayer. Well, let me tell you something. I'd rather be a fool for Jesus than be a fool for them. Consumed, but get his attention.
Amen.
He had to knock him down. attention. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And the conclusion was, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We all should be saying this afternoon, Lord, what would you have me to do? And what God would have us to do is to give our all. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be sold out.
Yeah.
Only thing that matters this afternoon is that my life is in alignment with God. That vertical is right. That's the only relationship that really matters. Is that my, because death is around every corner. This afternoon, I'm not afraid of death. I can stand here boldly and tell you, death doesn't faze me one bit. Why? Because I'm sold out. And I know there's others sitting under the sound of my voice that are sold out this afternoon. We got to be sold out. It's time to give him my all. Because listen, it's going to be a crying shame when I stand before him and I never want anybody to Christ. It's going to be a crying shame when I stand before him and I never encourage anybody in Christ. It's going to be a crying shame to stand before him and I know I could have been a witness for Christ. It's going to be a crying shame to stand before him and I didn't tell my co-worker or my fellow student about Jesus because I wasn't sold out in my life. It's time for us to, like James says, draw nigh unto God and he'll draw nigh unto you. It's time to be sold out for Jesus. It's no time to be playing church. It's time to be the church. A lot of folks are playing church, but time will tell on you.
Amen.
Time has a way of telling on you if you're for real or not. And God is looking. He like Minister Simon said, his eyes are running to and fro. He's looking. He's looking. He's looking for someone to use that he can be glorified through their lives.
Yeah.
It's time. There's no need for anybody to be wishy-washy in this walk of God. There's no reason for anybody in this walk of God to want to go back.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
To want to throw in the towel. There's no need to be throwing in no towel. No. Take the towel right before him and keep getting up in Jesus.
Come on.
Don't throw in the towel. It's time. It's time to give God my all. You have got to spend time. I have got to spend time. I'm talking about private, personal time with God behind closed doors. You don't know what you're missing out on when you don't turn that TV off and turn on some gospel music or listen to the gospel teachings that Elder Camp has. You just be spending time with God in prayer, talking to God and letting him talk to you. Turning the plate upside down sometime and going without and praying and praying and praying. Amen?
Amen.
We talked about it in the New Converts class this afternoon, this morning. We talked about giving. Giving. In Christ, it's all across the board. Give your whole life. Philippians 1st chapter, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. When he said, for me to live is Christ, in other words, my whole life is wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. For Jesus I live.
For Jesus I die.
For Jesus I die.
Amen.
When somebody tries to back you and I up in a corner, we back them right up with Jesus.
Right.
You want to know where somebody stands? I told him in a New Converts class today. You want to know where somebody stands with God? Put him in the conversation.
Yeah.
Put him in the conversation. Oh, put Jesus in the conversation. You'll turn it all around. Heads will roll and eyes will roll. What, heads will turn? They might turn all the way around. Then demons will start running. You put God in the conversation. You want to know where a person stands with God? Put him in the conversation. That'll tell you where they stand. And the majority of the time, they're going to take off running. wants you and I to give up on. As I prepare to go to my seat, God wants us to give our all. Time is short. Time is running out. The only thing worth living for, listen to me, the only thing worth living for is living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 The only thing.
Yeah.
I gave two of the new sisters the pencils with the two erasers. You know about them pencils.
Thank you, Jesus.
Life without Jesus is like this pencil.
Yeah, no point to it.
No point to it. Life without Jesus, without Jesus, you're not really living. St. John 10:10, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. It's time to give Jesus my heart. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.